For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Across ESPN Wisconsin, Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo with you. The Scalzo and Brust family on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, calling us, texting us, 800-990-3776. Ben, did you just log on to the text line?
I have not opened it up, hand to God.
You're the best. Just took me out of there, Joshy.
Joshy did it?
No.
I didn't do it.
It just did. Sometimes when too many people log on, it kicks you off. But I want to get to the idea that I think the Scalzo and Brust family has spoken. We've had overwhelming response saying Tony Plush, T Plush, Nyjer Morgan is the best cult hero in Wisconsin sports, which I'm shocked at. I thought it definitely would have come out of the Green Bay Packers organization, but he is sort of that perfect mix of personality. He had the nickname, the alter ego of Tony Plush, and he had some big plays. Like Jared Aberderis, Kumerow, I mean, any of the white wide receivers, basically. Jeff Janis, none of them ever really made a play you can go back to.
The Janis
one,
kind of. He had two in that one drive.
Two big catches against Arizona. But
Morgan did it in a run to the playoffs.
Crap. Like, he was like the reason they advanced.
And he brought energy and life to the team. Ben Kurt not getting a single vote. 800-990-3776. The First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, best cult hero in Wisconsin sports. I feel like that so far is the winner. But we also had a question brought up. And again, I can't access the text line right now. But once I can, I'll tell you who did it. Of who is the ESPN Wisconsin cult hero? And I'm interested to hear what Ben Brust has to say about that.
I feel like it's the Scalzo and Brust family. Like, do we need a leader of the cult. Like we're about, like we need like a subsidiary of the Scalzo and Brust family to run our cult. We should take applications because I feel like the Scalzo and Brust family is amazing. And do you see where I'm going here?
No.
I
honestly have no idea where you're going.
Well, I give up. That was my answer, so it didn't work out well. Cult hero? Chewy's kind of a cult hero, isn't he?
Again, but he's a star.
It has to be a bit player.
He was a star. Nick, he's not a star anymore. He's just a guy with big biceps and no brain. Like, he's a cult. Like, he gets the meatheads riled up every morning talking about, you know, oh, football. That's my answer.
Nick in Madison chimes in and says, Joshy D. Heck yeah. G from South Milwaukee chimes in. What up, G? Says, from those low bar Bucks 2000s teams, Wisconsin sports cult hero is the God, also known as Dan Gadzurich.
Oh, Gadzurich.
You sure?
Positive.
Can you be a cult hero?
I think it was Gadzurich.
It's Gadzurich.
I don't know if it was Gadzurich.
I'm not. I don't know, so I'm not going to make it
Dan
up.
Dan Gadzurich. Look it up. Rudy from Sheboygan chimes in, says, if you can remember strong safety Chuck Cecil, of course, who doesn't, from the early 90s Packers. The perpetually bloody nose from helmet first hits. He was definitely a cult classic.
How does Brandon Jennings not win? Is he too big of a cult hero to be part of this?
I mean, yeah, he was like a rookie of the year. He scored 50 his rookie year. He was a first-round pick. I don't know if he's a cult hero necessarily. 920 says, Ron in the Key is definitely a cult hero of ESPN Wisconsin. Let's go to Jim from Madison we got on the line. Jim, welcome into Scalzo and Brust. What cult hero do you have, and do they fit in the world of ESPN Wisconsin, Wisconsin sports, or both?
Tanner Brunson. The guy that was the tall guy, and then they put him in at the end of the games, and he'd shoot threes all the time.
What do you think, Benny? Does it pass the test?
It does.
All right.
I'll give it to him.
All right. Thank you, Jim from Madison.
Thank you for the call. Because that's a guy. Jim from Madison is a guy that is watching till the end. Blowout. 30-point. Badgers up by 30 points. They put in Tanner Brunson. It's watching the walk-ons. I'm not going to lie. I kind of like garbage time when you get to see, like, the I don't want to say the really bad players, but the players who don't play, and they get a chance, and then you get to see, of the worst, who's going to have their moment.
Does Steemsma fit the bill? I know he, like, started, but...
Maybe and he ended up playing the NBA for, like, 5 years.
Yeah, but just, like, the appearance of him, like, I felt like he was one of those guys.
He has a cult hero vibe, yeah, for sure. Very likable. His vibe was very, like, wow, I want to like this guy.
Yeah.
Over Macho Grande chimes in on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust and says, guys, white guy with the ugly jump shot, not Paul McKeskey, but Marty Conlin, the second Marty Conlin reference we've gotten today. That dude had a 2-year run for the Bucks where he could do no wrong. Brandon chimes in on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust and says, Bruzewitz. Bruzewitz, pretty good cult.
That's a pretty good
curly
one.
Curly red hair, the whole thing. Rob Wilson, I would say, after he had one game, but I think after that, Big Rob got and I'm calling him Big Rob for a reason. Big Rob got named as a Wisconsin.
How do you know what's big about Rob?
I was informed that he was the most well endowed player in the locker room. Heck yeah!
I was next to him in the locker room. Wow. Wow.
800-990-3776. You're making me feel awkward even. Chris in Kohler says, the Flying Dutchman is the opposite of a cult hero. He might be the worst Milwaukee Buck in history when you consider the contract he was given. Him and Teletovich.
Was that a Della Vadova try?
No, it was Teletovich.
But Deladova might be a good one.
Teletovich are in a down-to-the-wire race for the worst Buck ever.
Matthew Dellavedova, I feel like, is a cult hero for the Bucks. He would try and take charges in the front court, you know, when they were really, really bad.
Thanasis chimes in, or excuse me, 608 chimes in and says Thanasis getting thrown out as an option.
That's a really good one. He's a cheerleader more than a cult hero.
Yeah, but that's why. He contributes nothing, but he gets all love. This one I don't buy as much. 262 says Tractor Trailer from the 90s Bucks. But I feel like he was also mentioned as the most overrated. Like, people were upset with him because he was drafted. I believe that was the Nowitzki deal where the Bucks could have had Nowitzki instead. They were like, no. We want this big guy out of Michigan. Let's go with Robert Tractor Trailer. Scott from Evansville says the Grave Digger. Gilbert Brown from the Packers, that Scott from Evansville, but he signed it like Scott from Evansville?
How do you know he signed it like that?
It's a question mark at the end.
Oh, got it.
A good cult hero has a nickname. That gets you on the fast track.
Big time.
To cult hero-dom.
The Carrier of Men, A.J. Dillon. Yeah, he wants famously to be a cult hero.
Brandon Jennings for the culture says 414. Josh from Madison says, Kuhn, in reference to John Kuhn, the Packer fullback.
I feel like any fullback that plays in the state of Wisconsin.
Yes.
It could be a Packer. It could be a Badger. Maybe it's just the fullback position in the state of Wisconsin.
It means a lot.
It does mean a lot. Fourth and ones are crucial. Crucial. And I feel like we convert with the fullback dive 9 out of 10 times between the Badgers and the Packers.
Our guy from 620 WTMJ, Evan Witalison, chimes in and says, Ersan Ilyasova, Bucks cult hero.
Nailed it.
I think he's a good one. And says, for ESPN Wisconsin, it has to be Ashton and Joshy from ESPN Wisconsin. If we're going ESPN Wisconsin cult hero, I would go Jason and Madison. I feel like the positivity he normally brings to Scalzo and Brust, the voice.
So you're going with a fan.
Yeah. I mean, what do you mean a fan? He's part of the family.
A family member, rather.
We all make up the show. The family's the fourth member of the show, maybe the fifth member. I would also submit that Downtown Molly Brown has to be one of the great cult heroes of ESPN Wisconsin.
The nickname.
Nickname. It's simply that from easy. The nickname?
It's that easy. You have a nickname like that, you're a cult hero.
And like you said, it starts with the nickname.
414 chimes in. Tom from Milwaukee, this is. Says, what about Daniel Vogelbach, the better-looking version of Jesse Nelson? Says, everyone loved him when he would come up to bat. Appleman in the Orchard.
It's because he's fat and hit dingers.
That's the fast track to cult hero. Be too heavy for the sport you play.
Appleman, and be good at it.
Yeah.
Appleman out mowing says, I good. Know this is not sports, but what about the Fonz? I mean, the Fonz is a big cult hero, but I feel like that's kind of cheating.
If you have a stature, you can't be a cult hero. You're just a hero.
That is true. I also think this is a great one for ESPN Wisconsin cult hero. Kyle Wallace, who really co-hosts and produces Sunday Karma on Sunday mornings on ESPN Wisconsin, is a great one. Says he is also a UW football great. Wisconsin Whitewater.
Can Craig Karmazin, the CEO, be a cult hero? Of all of us? Because he's kind of running like the business, you know?
I mean, you can find some ass to kiss, my goodness. And you found it very, very quickly. Speaking of quickly, vroom, vroom!
Vroom, vroom is right. You know what's coming at Road America. And you know what I talk about when it comes to Road America. It's not just the racing. It's what you can do outside of just watching practice, qualifying the race. It's the nonstop fun, jam-packed again. With tons of racing action, but don't miss a minute of what you can do outside of that. From camping on site all weekend, you can enjoy free admission for kids 16 and under. My favorite thing about Road America is when you do get a chance to watch the race, go to Turn 5. All the best action is going to be down there as they're spinning off into the gravel, coming right down the hill. Turn 5 at the sharp left, up the hill to Turn 6. Love the racing action. Love camping out. That's what I did. That's how I fell in love. Brought an RV, brought some friends. You grill out, you drink some Bud Light, and you have a heck of a time. And you'll remember it for the rest of your life. Go to roadamerica.com. July 4th weekend, you got the return of NASCAR Cup Series. The June 30th through July 3rd. Get your tickets, roadamerica.com. Come for the experience and stay for the race. Road America, America's national park of speed and Scal Zone Brust. We'll be there next Wednesday, baby.
800-990-3776. We need to line up you, the Scalzo and Bruss family. Call in right now if you want free tickets to Summerfest. 800-990-3776. We're giving away four packs to Summerfest. You can call in. You're going to get three band names, and you have to get all three correctly between real band or fake band, and you'll win a four-pack of tickets to Summerfest. 800-990-3776. Real band or fake band. 800-990-3776. Again, all you gotta do is call in. We'll read three band names. You see real band or fake band, and you can win a four pack to the big gig. That's coming up next on Scalzo and Bruss.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Bruss.
I basically did the Josh DiMaggio shoe of
Ben
get away
told
from
Rod in the key to his face that he wasn't important enough to be talking to him at that point.
Well, as we know, as earlier this week told us, when Ben sniffs a little power, he's going to spend his time wisely.
I slither my way to the right angle to find the right people. And Ron, you weren't that guy.
Nobody can find an ass to kiss quite like Ben Bruss.
Mwah!
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Summerfest kicks off this week. We'll be hanging out there Thursday, Friday. Swing on by the ESPN Milwaukee Mobile. At Summerfest, right near the Gruber Law Offices, one called That's All Sports Center.
Sports Zone.
Is it Sports Court?
Sports, the Gruber Law Office.
Sports Zone. Sports Zone. Sorry. I knew I had it, and I, that last word.
I'm here for you.
So stop on by. We'll be hanging out there. We're going to be inviting guests to join us on the air in person there, just despite Josh DiMaggio, since he despises when we do it.
And I have a rematch of Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
Yes,
right,
we
Joshy?
Do. Yes, we do.
Unfortunately.
But right now, we're trying to give away tickets to the big gig, to Summerfest. 4 packs, real band or fake band. Here's how the game is going to go. I will read you 3 band names. You say real band or fake band. If you get all 3 correctly, you win a 4-pack to Summerfest. Can we do... No, they have to get all 3 right, right,
They
Josh?
Have to get 3 right, yes.
Freaking hall monitor. He's making it hard.
ESPNWisconsinContest.com.
All right, so let's start with Ted in Mayville. Ted, welcome into Scalzo and Brust. Do you understand the rules of the game, and are you a big music fan?
Yeah, I understand the rules, and sure.
All right, who's your favorite band?
I've been going more towards country lately, so I hate to say it, but Luke Bryan.
All right, well, here we go. 3 band names, say real band or fake band. We'll start with New Medicine.
Real band.
Ben, you could play along, too, if you want. Nobody knows.
Okay, I'll answer after him.
Fiction.
Fake band.
Yeah, I like that. Fake band. Just like Fiction.
8x8.
Real band.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ted and Mayville. Thank you for playing. We'll be, I'm sure, giving away more Summerfest tickets here over the next few weeks. Let's go to Marquise from Milwaukee. Marquise, your favorite band is who?
My favorite band is the Black Eyed Peas.
Ooh, I like it. All right, here's the game. You
Throwback.
Get 3 band names, say real band or fake band. You get all 3 right, you win a 4-pack to Summerfest. All good?
All good.
All right, let's start with Death Cab for Cutie.
Fake band.
I have... What is it? Death band or
say
cutie?
Say real band or fake band.
Real band or fake? I think it's real.
Is he taking Ben's answer?
He said fake.
No. Marquise is taking his answer. He said fake band. That is a real band. Probably one of the better known bands that Josh put on this list. Hailstorm.
Moving on.
Moving on. All right. Sorry, Marquise. Try again. 800-990-3776. Let's go to Yessi from the Highway. Yessi, your favorite band is who?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. All right. Here we go. You got 3 band names. Say real band or fake band. Ben will be playing behind you, but don't worry about him. We'll start with Blind.
Real.
Bunch of blind people playing music.
I don't think it is a bunch of blind people playing music, but that'd be cool if it was. Algorithm.
Real.
I'm going to go fake.
Sorry,
Yessi.
Algorithm is a fake band. We welcome in Johnny G from Madison. Johnny, who's your favorite band?
How
great
you
name.
Doing? How's it going, guys?
It's going great, Johnny. How are you?
Good. Driving a big truck.
I love it. Who's your favorite band? Who do you listen to the most on that big truck?
Other than Scalzo.
Slayer.
I like it. All right, Johnny G, I'm going to read you 3 band names, say real band or fake band. You get all 3 right, you win a 4-pack to Summerfest. Let's start with Hot Mess.
Hot Mess. Fake band.
Oh, they're real, baby. Ooh.
That is a fake band. Well done, Johnny G from Madison. Let's go to After the Apocalypse.
That's a fake band.
I think they're real. Oh, I'm
Ben
Brust,
0-2. Johnny G, 2-0. This one for the win and a 4-pack to Summerfest. The Cult, real band or fake band?
Real band!
Johnny G, you're going to Summerfest. 4 tickets for you, my man.
Give us a horn on the way out. Give us a horn.
Yeah! 800-990-3776. We have time for a couple more here, Joshy.
No, we're doing this the rest of the week, so we're going to save the rest of them and keep doing them.
That was hard.
Oh, so we were just giving away one 4-pack.
Yep. You can win more 4-packs each day of the next week, right. So you have 4 more shots.
All right, so thank you for everybody on the line, but we will be looking to hear back from you later in the week. We'll be giving away a 4-pack every day this week, real band or fake band, so we'll certainly get used to that. 800-990-3776. Still looking for your Wisconsin sports cult hero or your ESPN Wisconsin cult hero. 920 chimes in and says, Wisconsin sports cult hero, front row Amy. And before her, the Brewers had Freeway. I don't know Freeway, but I know front row Amy.
I am front row Amy's favorite Badger of all time.
Still, you think?
Still.
I feel like that's really dated.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Positive. Like, I get, like, a tweet every year from, like, or like a random, like, who's your favorite? You know, and she always does it every year. So I feel good about that.
608 chimes in and says, Nigel Hayes.
Don't really get the cult hero part. He was too good.
262 chimes in and says, Matt Kenseth.
Also, the best, one of the best race car drivers outside of Alan Kulwicki to race in that. He won a NASCAR Cup Championship. No, can't be a cult hero. Had his own museum in his hometown. Not a cult hero.
Nailed it.
I'm here for the racing knowledge. You know that.
Chad from Iguanago says former Brewers closer Derek Turnbow. That's a pretty good one. Ben is throwing his hands up, not realizing he's on video, just completely clueless on it.
Hey, video.
Brusty also, during the break, has been doing push-ups so that he looks more jacked and more yoked on the video when we are on there. Because during the break, Josh got a nice slick slide that gets put up. And Benny is just trying to get swole here on the camera.
So Greg and I have been playing our hot potato game. Can you keep the video on during this break so people can see our game?
No, don't do it, Josh.
Come
on. Don't do it.
I go through this hard work to have this put together, and now you guys are playing hot potato, so we need to not do the commercial break thing.
Yeah, I feel like the fans want to see us play hot potato.
It sounds so lame when you say hot potato, by the way. It's not.
It looks equally as lame.
Get to the stream, Josh. On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, and watch the coolest game of hot potato you've ever seen.
It still sounds really lame.
What's your name for our game?
I'll come up with a better one.
Okay.
And I also want to tell the Scalzo and Brust family about LabCorp. LabCorp Clinical Trials, LabCorpClinicalTrials.com. That's where you go to find clinical research trials where you could get paid good money to help improve the health and lives of everybody. For example, right now they have studies looking for healthy non-smoking adults age 18 to 60. You could join for one stay of 6 nights. Compensation up to $3,200 provided for time and participation. But maybe that doesn't fit the criteria that you fit in, right? Maybe that doesn't fit your schedule. Well, they also have studies looking for non-smoking males aged 18 to 45. You could join for one stay of 19 to 26 nights with one follow-up call, compensation up to $12,000. So go on LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to see the various studies, see what fits your profile, see what fits your schedule, and go ahead and get involved with LabCorp. We've been there. We've been at the facility. There are good people there doing really, really good work. Go to LabCorpClinicalTrials.com, and together we can help improve the health and lives of everybody. Ben Bruss doing push-ups once again directly into the stream. It's a terrifying angle. Directly into the stream. Put your tongue back in your mouth. On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust. He told us before that he wanted to take his shirt off on the stream to show the people his progress. That's why I think he's doing so many push-ups so he could get as swole as possible before he takes his shirt off, of which nobody is looking forward to, because I feel like it will be a little scary under there.
No, it'll be awesome. A little out of breath after those push-ups.
What do you think?
Probably the most action you've had in months.
What do you think about yourself just putting yourself, like, only when the camera is on you are you doing push-ups during the show?
I've done push-ups not with the camera on me.
One time ever?
Two.
Once?
Two.
Once.
You told me to do it to get my endorphins going to have more energy.
That's true.
sounds like me. We have Jason Wilde coming up next. We'll talk with him about Ben Kurt no longer being part of the Packers, what that means, especially as it pertains to Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love, and talk all things Packers with Jason next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
I can move on from that, and I'm ready to move on to the next thing that I have for you, if you're ready.
I'm ready, Benny. It's your world. We're all just living it.
All right, so...
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
Seriously, put your shirt back on, Ben. Thank you. Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light, the world's greatest beer. Ben continues his meathead tendencies, doing push-ups during the break.
Stuffed peppers again tonight. Turkey sausage. Nice and lean. Going to go right to the muscles. Got a workout. I got basketball night and a workout tomorrow morning.
Nobody cares.
Yes, you do. We're a family. You're supposed to care about my progress, about my life. I'd care if you guys shared.
But you overshare.
I am an overshare.
And no, you wouldn't care about us.
Yeah, I would.
Somebody
who invited you guys to golf this weekend? Me, because I care about you guys.
You needed to fill a foursome.
If you put it that way, I mean, maybe that's what it was.
We care about Jason Wilde as he joins us right now. You hear him every day across ESPN Wisconsin on these very stations, 9 to noon, alongside Mark Tauscher on Wilde and Tausch. Jason, thank you for joining us here. Sorry you have to hear some a little bit of bickering here.
I care.
Thank you, Jason.
About Ben's workout regimen, because he talks about it incessantly, so he can tell you all about it.
I'm intrigued because you're, you know, former Division I athlete, former Bucks Summer League player. I know you've got that big 3-on-3-on-3 Summerfest gig coming up. I know it's not all playing at once. It's skills and stuff.
Thank God.
But I'm curious because are you, you know, the Packers have a former fullback by the name of Danny Vitale, who I really liked. A good Northwestern kid married to Chris Chelios' daughter. But I follow him on Instagram, and he is always posting pictures of himself yoked up, ripped in the gym, which that's really all he posts. So I'm contemplating an unfollow because I don't care about him as much as I care about you. Are you trying to get all bulky and like yoked up, or what are you doing exactly?
No, I just want to feel confident about my my health, Jason. I'm making an investment in my health. Personal training twice a week. I have basketball twice a week. I've been eating better. And I've been feeling more confident, except when Josh and Greg bring me down and you build me up.
We never bring you down. It's just
ever.
When you
never.
Continuously talk about it in, like over and over again.
And if I do, I'll give you guys permission. If I turn into the person who's posting progress on social media, punch me in the face.
Whoa.
Jason, you just sweetened the pot right there.
Yeah.
Jason, what's one thing, whether it's people talking about their fantasy teams or their bets or their workouts or what product they want to sell you on social media, like what's the one thing that annoys you when people are talking incessantly about it?
The fantasy football one's a good one. A certain wonderful cuddly former NFL player who always wants us to know about all of his different prize picks, which are a great partner, but he definitely talks about his prize picks a lot. But fantasy football is number one. Now, I say that as someone who, A, does not play. I did for a little while, but I retired. But B, gave some of the worst fantasy football advice in the history of fantasy football to someone. So I certainly don't want to hear about your team or have you ask me what I think.
What was the worst advice you gave that person?
So this was many years ago. Tausch was playing, and the Packers were playing the Detroit Lions, and a friend of mine, actually my high school girlfriend who I stayed in touch with and happily married out in Utah, was playing fantasy football and was totally into it, and she asked me who she should start at running back on a specific Sunday. And I said, well, you know, the Packers are playing the Lions. Amon Green has a really good track record against them of scoring touchdowns and going over 100 yards. I would start Amon Green over this other running back she had on her roster. And unfortunately for her, that very same day, Jamal Lewis ran for a then NFL record of 338 yards. So there ended my fantasy football advice column.
So you took one loss and never gave out advice again?
I mean, when you set the all-time record, you got to pack it in.
It's a tough one.
That's a pretty big L. Yeah. That's a pretty big L.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm here to help.
That was my question.
That was my question, but I have got more for Jason.
I jumped in.
Talking to Jason Wilde now from
on
Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Jason, Kurt Benkert gets cut. It seems like this Packers team will be heading into the season with Aaron Rodgers, obviously, as QB1, Jordan Love as QB2. Does this sort of lead you to believe, because when I heard this, my first thought is, oh, they are doubling down on their commitment to Jordan Love, only in the sense that there's no way that they're going to trade him at this point, because Kurt Benkert would have been that backup quarterback for Aaron Rodgers had they still considered an outside shot of moving him, which then leads me to the next level of logic, which is that this Packers team must not be confident that Aaron Rodgers is going to finish out this contract and play the next 3 years. Otherwise, what's the value of keeping Jordan Love as your backup quarterback as opposed to getting additional assets in a trade? Am I tracking right on that logic? Like, does a lot of this have to do with them just really believing or not believing necessarily that Aaron is a lock to finish out these next 3 years?
No, I mean, your logic is it's not terrible, but it's a little bit flawed because
thank you.
You delivered it nicely, Greg, I thought.
No, I appreciate it. I'm happy with not entirely flawed.
Yeah, so there's two problems, all right? One is because of the way rookie contracts are structured in today's NFL as opposed to back when, like, Sam Bradford was getting, like, $100 million as the top overall pick. It wasn't that. It was like 60 or 70, but you get my point. Mm-hmm. The first-round draft picks are relatively inexpensive commodities, especially for a backup quarterback. Like, I don't know what Nick Foles is getting paid, but I know Marcus Mariota got paid pretty handsomely to be a backup. Jameis Winston did okay behind Drew Brees. And so, you know, I think the base salary for Jordan Love this year is like $1.75 million. That's pretty good. So he's not expensive. You obviously drafted him in the first round, so even based on what you've seen in his first 2 years, you still have hopes for him. But the other part of this is, and I am open to being wrong, but barring some Matt Hasselbeck on steroids type of preseason, Jordan Love's draft capital in trade is next to nothing. Like, you know, I know that there was a tweet leading up to the draft, and I don't know if it was somebody doing a favor for his agent or what it was, but there was a tweet that, you know, there was a thought process that somebody might give up a second round pick for him. I don't believe that ever came to fruition. Now, Goody was very guarded about whether he got any calls on him, which leads me to believe he did. But I'm guessing they were fourth round, fifth round, sixth round offers, if he got any calls at all. And so my point is that you are better served to have him as your backup this year. He also provides a safety net if, going back to your logic, Rodgers does go one and done here, which I don't think is likely, but I think is definitely possible. Okay? So that's part two. And then three, the best time to trade him would be if he had this outstanding summer, played really well, and then went on to have, you know, if he has to play in a regular season game and he plays well, but like his value skyrockets, and then maybe you can get a second or a third round pick for him. I don't think trading him right now, you're going to get anything close to the value you'd like to. So you're better off keeping him and having him be your backup and your safety net, again, to your point, if Rodgers only plays 1 year.
Jason, we were talking earlier about cult heroes in the state of Wisconsin. You've had more time than any of us up close and personal. I think of, like, Jamal Williams' energy. Like, is there a player that you've been around thus far that, like, strikes you as, like, this guy might actually, like, catch the media by attention and draw a bunch of positive vibes over him and kind of be that cult hero for this Packers team?
Sure, and there's for those of us that are older than you guys, like, if you're, I don't know what kind of responses you're getting. I know you guys skew younger than Wilde and Tausch's demographic, but like, there's been a lot of cult heroes in Wisconsin sports over the years. Kurt Benkert had the advantage of social media, and he was a social media hero for sure. But, like, I think of John Kuhn as being more of a cult hero. I think more of Jamal Reynolds isn't bad. That's a pretty good one. But I think of William Henderson. You know, fullbacks who otherwise wouldn't get a lot of love elsewhere, who did a good job of kind of marketing themselves. Donald Driver, but he also was extremely productive, so I don't think he falls under that category. A.J. Dillon has become one, and he's got some productivity to back it up, whereas obviously Kurt Benkert as the third quarterback did not get a lot of opportunities. So I reach back into my memory bank and think of guys like Paul Mokeski for the Bucks, and, you know, there's a lot of guys that were cult heroes that weren't very productive, and that makes more of the Kurt Benkert comp make sense.
Jason, quickly, what's going to be the next Packers story worth talking about?
That's a good question.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
We'll ponder that one coming up next.
Wow, I don't even... I was thinking. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to think on your show.
I didn't know if the... Pause. That's a good question. Was the answer to that question?
No. All right. So, I would say this. Between now and the start of training camp, the one question that I have is, will they add another wide receiver, a veteran wide receiver who's on the market, who is available? My guess is no, but as I've said to you guys before, if I'm Julio Jones and I really want to tell everyone and show everyone that I still have something left and I still really want to play football and I don't want to go out with everybody talking about how I was washed up at the end with Tennessee, there is no better place for him to go than Green Bay, where he'd be with a coach who he's been around in Atlanta, where he'd be in a wide receiver group that right now has Alan Lazard as their number one and Sammy Watkins as their number two. And, oh, by the way, has the four-time NFL MVP at quarterback. Like, if there's a story that should happen between now and the start of camp, it should be Julio Jones signing a one-year, up to $6 million with incentives contract to play for the Packers. But I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Jason Wilde, weekdays 9 to noon on these very stations. Wilde and Tausch, you can also get it at Wisconsin On Demand. Download their podcast whenever you want to hear some great content. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate the time as always.
Good luck with the workouts, Benny.
Thank you.
Benjamin Brust, big workout guy. No secret to any of us here. And not only is he eating healthy when he's cooking for himself, he's also eating healthy now when he orders from our great partners at Eat Street, the official food delivery partner of the Scalzo and Brust family. And of course,
the former world champion Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, we can't
say it. The 2021 world champion.
This is the first week we can't say it.
Yeah, it's the first week.
Huh. Wow.
Well, they're a great partner to us and to the Milwaukee Bucks still. And my favorite is sorting by food type now, because I can do different types of food, and if I want to go healthy, I can go healthy. If I want to binge on the weekend, you know, work hard 5 days during the week, and then, you know, work out in the morning Saturday, earn that cheat meal Saturday, Sunday, you can, you know, I just down my favorite Chinese spot. That sesame chicken is still to die for. Have my new favorite Mexican spot. The pastor, the shredded chicken, unbelievable. Again, find what you love on the Eat Street app and just download it. Find what you like. Click, click, click. It's like four clicks. You got food that appears right at your door. Easy. No clean, no cook. Just eat away and enjoy the wonderful Eat Street app. Again, the official food delivery service of you, the Scalzo and Brust family, and of the 2021 World Champion Milwaukee Bucks.
Not only was the U.S. Open over the weekend, not only did we get Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final, but the story of the weekend, Ben's new girlfriend, Green of Earth, meets his family for the first time. We get clarification on Ben's dad licking his face. We'll talk about it next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Bogdan Bogdanovic to Milwaukee for Dante DiVincenzo, DJ Wilson, and Ersan Ilyevsova is in peril, as there was never an agreement for the 28-year-old.
Have you ever heard someone say in peril?
No. What is that? Guys,
let's work on it. What could it possibly be?
Peril?
Nope.
Per aisle?
Nope.
Literally, one more guess, and you guys better tell me, otherwise I'm walking out. Pereal.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts. In my mind when she's not right there beside me.
Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light. Ben Brust, your girlfriend, went to your family's house yesterday for Father's Day, Green of Earth, with Big John Brust, with Little Jonathan. How'd it go?
It went solid.
Solid's
I say,
a rough
I
word.
Say solid because Jonathan Brust wasn't the warmest.
Why?
I don't know. I think he was trying to play like really cool.
He tried to cool guy too hard.
He tried to cool guy. Like, I got six kids. Like, I'm cool. Like, he wasn't normal. At one point, this is like later, while we're 2 hours into it, he turns to Green of Earth and asks her, when's the last time you saw the sun? Thinking he was making like a common, like, good, funny, you know, joke, and it wasn't taken that way. And Green of Earth today, got to lay out at the pool that's at my place.
Please tell me this wasn't like a direct
result.
No. Definitely not. But also at the dinner table, because, famously my dad, I had said, licked my face when I was in high school to get me out of bed. He says that stopped after I went to middle school, and he didn't lick my face. He'd lick the inside of my ear.
Oh, Big John, what?
Yeah.
He'd stick his tongue in your nasty ear?
In my ear. Isn't that disgusting?
Okay, so he would lick the inside of your ear to wake you up when you would sleep in.
Correct. It worked.
That is more disgusting than licking your face.
More disgusting, but like yes. Not as weird.
I don't know. I feel like that's pretty consistent on the weirdness scale.
Yeah, he had said that when I was in high school, he would just open up the blinds, take off the blankets, you know, do all the normal tricks. But once I got to sixth grade, he would stop licking my ear.
I love Big John Brust, but that is absolutely repulsive. So, you know what? Bad on Jonathan for not playing nice with Green of Earth. I wonder why that is.
Why didn't he wet Willy you?
I don't know.
And weird on your dad for sticking his tongue in your ear as a...
He also would not let it go. One time on this show, I talked about how he charred and, like, burned the brats too much on the grill growing up. He sent me a text today. How about that beef tenderloin? Was it burnt or overcooked? And then he did a LOL all caps. My dad, LOL all caps me. He's 65.
I don't blame him. He's a proud homeowner. He cares about grilling. And if you're a proud homeowner...
The beef tenderloin was unreal.
What was better, beef tenderloin on Sunday or the steaks that I made on Saturday?
They were equal, I swear
wow.
to God.
All right. He, like me, is a proud homeowner. And if you are a homeowner, I encourage you to work with our friends at American Family Insurance for your home insurance. Look, buying your first home is complex. So lean on AmFam, their digital home quoting tool, to make choosing insurance simple. They'll give you a one-stop shop for comparing good, better, and best coverage options. So you can build your own policy, but it's not just on the front end where it's going to help. It is also on the back end. They are going to be there for you so that you are protected from the unexpected, and you get to work with a real human being, a team that you get to build a relationship with that you trust if you do need to submit a claim. And that's why you have insurance in the first place. It's why you work with an American Family Insurance agent. Find your AmFam agent at AmFam.com. And remember, when you protect both your home and auto with American Family, you can save up to 28%. Coming up next in Milwaukee, you have On the Tee heading into Spain and Fitz.
Yeah, Stephen Watson standing outside. He's got way better teeth than Matthew Fitzpatrick, let me tell you that.
That is really, really mean for Matthew Fitzpatrick, who has braces and is trying to improve himself. You get Spain and Fitz next in Madison.